All right, welcome to day 15 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, I'd like to invite you to just take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of ground underneath you, letting go of the morning you've already had, snow shoveling, just admiring the snow from the window, breakfast, no breakfast, good coffee, tea. Just take a moment to let go of the morning you've already had. And continuing our discussion of grit, today I wanted to talk about the quality of determination or resolve. So really leaning into that sense of energy that grit can give us and looking at that. And for those of you who were here last year when we were talking about the paramitas, I think this is really related to exertion. So not only feeling that sense of agency in our lives, a sense of being able to make choices, to affect things, but the energy that it takes to make things happen. So that sense of determination. And I think this connects back to having an intention. So thinking back to the intention that you connected with at the beginning, day one, for your practice, to notice if you can bring a sense of determination to this intention. Even the determination to remember that you have an intention. Just really recalling it. So today, I invite you to just notice the sense of determination for your practice, for things in your life. And it can be things not just getting tasks done, but a determination to work on a relationship or a determination to bring more self-care, love, kindness into the world and into your life. So leaning into where are the things that in your life, what things are you bringing determination to? What wolves are you feeding with your determination? So shifting to the formal practice, taking your seat once again, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. And from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.